With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Five Democratic lawmakers from Connecticut say Thanksgiving bomb threats were made against their homes.
Senator Chris Murphy and Representatives Jim Himes, Joe Courtney, John Larson, and Johanna Hayes all reported being the subject of such threats. Police who responded said they found no evidence of explosives on the lawmakers' properties. The bomb threats against Democrats happened a day after a number of President-elect Donald Trump's most prominent cabinet picks and appointees reported that they had received such threats, as well as swatting attacks in which perpetrators initiate an emergency law enforcement response against a victim under false pretenses. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNnews.com, as winter approaches, Ukraine's military faces a desertion crisis in its ranks.
Soldiers, lawyers, and Ukrainian officials tell the AP that tens of thousands of tired and bereft Ukrainian troops have walked away from combat and frontline positions. According to military commanders and soldiers, entire units have abandoned their posts, leaving defensive lines vulnerable and accelerating territorial losses. Some take medical leave and never return. Others clash with commanders and refuse to carry out orders, sometimes during firefights. The war has largely been going Russia's way, and the desertions could put Kiev at a clear disadvantage in future ceasefire talks. I'm Karen Shamas.
Authorities are investigating after a Russian national who did not have a ticket boarded a Paris-bound Delta flight in New York, was arrested when the plane touched down. Delta Flight 264 took off Tuesday night from Kennedy and landed at Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris the next day. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents have seized more than 3,000 fake Gibson electric guitars shipped from Asia during a raid at the L.A. Long Beach seaport. Officials say the guitars have been authentic that would have been worth $18 million. The agency says Gibson confirmed the guitars were counterfeit. More online at SRNnews.com. A French television station has been fined by the government. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
CNews is an independent public access channel, and it recently aired an opinion piece that stated that abortion is the leading cause of death around the world. France's Audiovisual and Digital Communication Regulatory Authority has fined CNews €100,000, stating that, quote, abortion cannot be presented as a cause of death. In fact, there are 73 million abortions globally each year, a number which far outpaces the death toll for any other disease. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio's Attorney General will appeal a ruling that struck down the most far-reaching of the state's new pro-life laws. A county judge in Ohio determined in October that last year's voter-approved amendment enshrining abortion effectively makes the state's heartbeat law unconstitutional. The law banning most abortions once an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected had been paused pending the challenge. Republican Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost says there are provisions in the law that aren't addressed in the amendment. British lawmakers have given initial approval to a bill that will help terminally ill adults commit suicide. This so-called assisted dying bill was approved Friday by a vote of 330 to 275 after an impassioned parliamentary debate. Supporters say the law will prove and provide dignity to the dying. Speaking on behalf of the bill's opponents, conservative lawmaker Danny Kruger says the bill could be used for the wrong reasons.
Let today not be a vote for despair, but the start of a proper debate about dying well, in which we have a better idea than a state suicide service, in which we remember that we have intrinsic value, that real choice and autonomy means having access to the best care possible and the fullest control over what happens to you while you live, that true dignity consists in being cared for to the end.
Black Friday gave way to a white weekend in parts of New York State. The first big snow of the season has the potential to bury towns along Lakes Erie and Ontario during a hectic holiday travel season. More online at SRNnews.com.